From the NFL's medical problems to its legal ones, the NFL faces a class action lawsuit with 4,000 plaintiffs who claim the NFL both deliberately concealed its awareness of chronic, life-altering brain injuries caused by playing football, and wasn't serious about the problem when it was brought to their attention. The plaintiffs have hired crack attorney Gene Lux. Journalist Paul Barrett has a profile of the lawyer who could bring down the NFL in his newest piece, Don't Worry, The Lawyer's Got This. Barrett is assistant managing editor at Bloomberg Businessweek. His story is currently online and makes for chilling reading if you're Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL. Paul, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So what's the background of Gene Lux?
Gene Lux is one of the most feared plaintiff's lawyers in the United States. He was one of the pioneers in the massive asbestos litigation that began in the 1970s, made a small fortune representing pipe fitters and others who were exposed to asbestos insulation, and then went on to bring other mass lawsuits, for example, the one that concerned the Fen-Phen diet drug, which led to a $6 billion settlement. This is a guy who deals in increments of billions when he takes on these mass lawsuits. And now he, along with some of his colleagues in the plaintiff's bar, are representing these thousands of former players and their wives, as you said.
Now, in the asbestos case, lawyers could make the argument that pipe fitters didn't know what they were getting into when they got their job. You can't really make that argument on football, can you?
Well, it's certainly a big challenge for Mr. Lux, his colleagues, and his clients. What you're referring to, the lawyers call assumption of risk, which is the defense argument that you knew what you were getting into. Football is not beanbag. Football is a savage sport, and you had to have known that, Mr. Plaintiff. So why are you now demanding compensation? The answer is that, well, I knew it was dangerous, but you knew better, and you knew that you, the NFL, knew that it was going to cause me permanent brain damage, and you covered that up. So the question is which of those arguments prevails?
And because of the money to be made in the NFL, it's going to be hard for the NFL to say that they weren't like watching over these properties, as they call them, the RG3s of the world, the quarterbacks of the world, the linebackers of the world, because that's the entertainment product itself. That's what brings in the eyeballs.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it is impossible for them to argue that they were unaware of the issue. As early as 1994, they set up a committee specifically to study and issue reports on the issue. And that committee, which has now been transformed, has been shown to have been basically an empty body, something that was doing almost pseudoscience and was doing a job mostly of denial rather than aggressive investigation. So the NFL has a problem on this front. And the question is, will the league at this point proactively figure out a way to settle this litigation, put more money into research and treatment, and move forward? Or will this turn into a tremendous legal food fight?
Well, your assistant managing editor, Paul Barrett, at the Bloomberg Businessweek online publication and paper publication, if this is to go the way of Gene Lux's success in the asbestos industry, that industry essentially went away. Johns Manville is a shadow of its former self as a result of this litigation. What's the liability here?
Right. Well, the liability is considerable, but there are a couple of big differences between asbestos, say, or even the tobacco industry and the NFL, on the other hand. For one thing, you have a limited pool of plaintiffs here, former players, thousands of them, but this is not a claim that really applies to players who've started more recently who cannot argue that they don't understand the dangers. So that's one thing. Second thing is the NFL is clearly moving toward conciliation. The NFL has gotten religion on this and wants to solve the problem. So this is not a case where the industry is any more sort of in at battle stations to fight the plaintiff's lawyers. And I think what we're going to see is that after a few rounds of legal skirmishing, the lawyers will get together around conference table in private and will come up with a way to set aside some billions of dollars to be paid out over many years to treat players and investigate the problem.
Paul Barrett, assistant managing editor, Bloomberg Businessweek. Will football go away? Will it stay with us? What do you think? 877-8MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Welcome to football.